It is time for today's first check of the Alabama Power Scoreboard. The latest scores from the SEC and around the nation. Presented by Alabama Power, a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. Alabama Power, power for a better Alabama. Roger Hoover with you from Jordan-Hare Stadium, but taking a close watch at the scoreboard today, the Alabama Power scoreboard. All throughout our broadcast will be Brian Houseworth back at our studios who joins us now. And Brian, it's always a special day. Roll Tide. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, and welcome to the Iron Bowl.
Thank you so much, Roger. There is nothing, and you know this, we're preaching to the choir with our audience, there is nothing quite like Rivalry Saturday, and there is nothing like the Iron Bowl. Alabama and Auburn, throw the records out the window, as I like to say. You know they're going to give you four quarters. You know they're going to be physical. And you know it's going to be a tough football game, without question.
You are certainly right about that. Well, we're certainly excited for what's coming up here in just under 3 hours. But elsewhere, we're going to be doing a lot of scoreboard watching today with where Alabama sits currently at number 8 in the college football playoff poll. So what can you tell us about maybe some teams ahead of Alabama in the poll right now that are underway?
Well, we've got a couple of games going on right now. Obviously, some are involved. The teams that are playing right now are not ahead of Alabama. We'll get you an up-to-date nonetheless on the scoreboard. Number 14, LSU and A&M. Roger, this is an intriguing game to me. In that the A&M Aggies have, you know, they've obviously underachieved. Jimbo Fisher is getting paid a ton of money basically to go away, and he's going to get paid $77+ million. That said, they still have the best defense statistically in the SEC, and they are giving LSU all they can handle with all that firepower. LSU leads not just the conference, they lead the nation in total offense, averaging 47 points a game, 562 yards a game. It's only 7-0 right now. They're just going into the second quarter, and I'm really interested to see if Elijah Robinson is even considered for the head coaching job. Quite frankly, I think he's done a very fine job in College Station, so we'll see what happens there. But that, again, is very early right now, very physical. It's a little chippy on the field. The other game that I think is interesting to me that's underway, and a lot of the other games are later, but the Kentucky-Louisville game, that is a huge game in Kentucky, as people can imagine. And Kentucky traditionally has really dominated this game. But Louisville, basically Jeff Brohm essentially took his entire coaching staff from Purdue down to Louisville. It's at L&N Stadium today. Cardinals are up right now 7-0. They have a touchdown run from Jordan in the game. We know they'll play in the ACC Championship next week. We know it will be Florida State. They are 10-1, have a chance to go 11-1. In Kentucky, we saw them a couple weeks ago, Roger. You know, they're 6-5 right now. Everybody talks about that. What people forget, they started 5-0. They were just dominating, and it just, for some reason, just never happened after that. It really kind of fell apart. So those are the games that are right now. And then the other two games that happened earlier in the weekend or week, if you will, Thanksgiving night, number 12, Ole Miss beat Mississippi State 17-7. 16 punts, by the way, in that game. So the Rebels are 10-2. They're hopeful of getting into a New Year's Six game. And yesterday at Frank Broyles Field in Fayetteville, number 9, Missouri, just dominating Arkansas. You want to talk about chippy. A number of players ejected. Punches being thrown several times. One guy had his helmet ripped off. Mizzou wins the game 48-14. They are now 10-2, certainly looking at a New Year's Six bowl berth for them. And those are the teams that have played. But we got some big games coming up tonight, Roger, not just in the SEC, but some big games coming up in the top 25, some big games going on right now as we speak.
Yeah, that's where we're going to start, looking at Ohio State and Michigan. Any score update from the Wolverines and the Buckeyes?
We have a score that has just happened as we speak right now. As I've been doing the update, Blake Corum has taken it in a touchdown run 6 yards out. Actually, make it 1 yard out, forgive me. 1 yard out for a touchdown, and that is with 5:36 to play in the first quarter. They're getting ready to bring the kicking unit out right now. Wolverines up 6-0 over Ohio State. They are number 3 in the college football poll. Michigan is. Ohio State is number 2. 119th edition. Essentially, Roger, it is the Big Ten East Championship game. There is an article, and I hesitate to bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up because it's a front-page article in the Detroit Free Press, how angry the fans of Michigan were at ESPN's game day. A lot of them boycott. I'm not going to go into the details of why. People probably have an understanding about why they're upset. They actually had to have security on the set today at game day. Some people very unhappy with some of the hosts by name. They're mentioned in the article. But it's 6-0 right now. They just kicked the PAT. It is 7-0. And I should point out, too, The Atlantic has a fascinating article this morning. Their headline is, Will A&M Pursue Ryan Day? And I thought that was just interesting. I can't imagine he'd be leaving Ohio State. But that is going to be a slugfest very early right now, very physical. Weather is cold, but otherwise perfect right now. That game is on Fox, 7-0 Michigan. And by the way, Texas played last night. They're ahead of Alabama. They're at number 7. They beat Alabama earlier in the year, and they pounded Texas Tech 57-7 in their bowl game.
Well, that certainly sounds good. Well, Brian Houseworth, again, we'll be checking in with you all throughout our broadcast today. Many notable matchups going on around this busy college football Saturday. But thank you for your first glance at the Alabama Power Scoreboard Update. Thank you. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, my friend. And happy Thanksgiving to you and Stipe and the crew. And appreciate you, Roger.
Absolutely. That's Brian Houseworth. I'm Roger Hoover. We'll continue with more of the Alabama Crimson Tide pregame show presented by Beatbox. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.